This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root is on fire, and I'm telling you that my audience is on fire. My audience is so angry at Mike Pence. I read you the comments from Gary moments ago. Now I'll read you the comments from Dave. Dave says, Wayne, I'll bet everyone from Pence on down have been sabotaging President Trump. Trump is an outsider. Everyone else is part of the clique, both Republicans and Democrats. They're all corrupt, and an outsider like Trump hurts their illegal income. They can't wait to get rid of him, get back to normal. I would bet everything I own on that, Dave. And I agree with you, Dave. On the money. Totally agree. That's what this is all about. That's exactly what this is all about. These people are criminals. Everybody in Washington is a criminal, and they're all sucking off the government teat, as they say. And they're all taking illegal, you know, government contract deals, giving it to their brothers, their sisters, their mothers, their fathers, their children, you name it. Their lovers, their spouse. Just like Joe Biden with Hunter Biden. It's one big giant criminal enterprise. It's the mafia. And Trump came along and he screwed them over. They all hate him. Number one, because he cost them a lot of money over the last 4 years. And number two, he scared the bejesus they were going to go to jail, which, by the way, they didn't. You know, and I'm not sure why that happened. I can't tell you how many of my friends are disappointed, terribly disappointed, that the Clintons and the Bidens and the Kerrys and all the members of the Obama crime family, including Obama himself and that witch in the White House, and I don't mean Michelle, I mean Valerie Jarrett. Well, I mean Michelle, too. All the witches and all the male warlocks, all of them. They should all be in prison, and none of them were ever charged with anything. What's up with that, President Trump? You know? So all I could tell you is they're all criminals, and they're all stealing, and they all were against Trump for the first day, and they blocked him every step of the way, and now it turns out Pence, too. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I'd be very interested in hearing what Trump claims are the real election numbers tonight. I'm sure I'm going to agree with him. I believe he won in a landslide. But how does he know those exact numbers? What's he going to base it on? I know what Democrats are going to say. I already know everything they're going to do. You know, before those, what was it, 7 or 8 living defense secretaries all got together with the letter over the weekend, I told everyone I knew that's what was going to happen. I didn't know it was going to be defense secretaries. I just knew there were going to be all kinds of government big shots who'd get together and release a letter when they think that Trump might actually be winning. He might be ready to overturn the election. And at that very moment, they'll release a letter that says, you're going to go to prison. All the people around you will go to prison. You'll be charged with treason. Because it's Saul Alinsky. Whatever they see when they look in the mirror, blame it on the other guy. Blame it on the other guy. This election was so stolen. And they're going to say, if you try and prove it was stolen or say it was stolen, you got to go to jail. You're the criminal. And if you use the military, you try and use the military to declare martial law or the Insurrection Act, you got to go to jail because you're allowed to stop a crime. You know, it's as if, and liberals do think this, by the way. This is how crazy liberals are. Liberals do think this. Liberals think, you know, somebody is black and they were raised poor and they didn't have a father in the home. And so let them commit a crime. And if you try and stop the crime and you're a cop and you shoot them, you should go to jail for life. That's how liberals actually think. I don't think they think that way if the person that commits the crime is poor and white. I think it only extends to minorities. If you're poor and black, if you're poor and Hispanic, if you're an illegal alien, maybe if you're a woman, if you're gay, Any crime you commit is okay because you're gay, because you're black, because you're a woman, because you're illegal, because you're Latino, because you're Central American, because you're Mexican. It's all allowed. If you're white, not so much. But the cop who comes after the person that committed the crime, and then you get in a confrontation with him, and he shoots you dead, that cop should go to jail for life as far as liberals concerned. That's what they really think. So that's that same thinking that today leads to this kind of thinking. We stole the election. If you try and prove it, we're going to put you in jail. So I believe Trump is right. He's going to have some real election numbers. I'm interested in hearing how they stack up to what I believe is the real election number. I think Trump won by a landslide in all those key battleground states that Democrats stole once they stopped the vote count. And then you've got this, you know, you talk about the former living defense secretaries going against Trump. Then you've got this Secretary of State and this governor of Georgia. You heard we had Jovan Pulitzer on the show. Well, I got it right this time, Chris. Pulitzer. Because Chris said the way you pronounce it is like a church pew. P-E-W. Pulitzer. See, I'm Jewish. I never went to a Catholic church, so I don't know about Pulitzers. But anyway, we're kidding. He's talking in my ear and we're joking around. But all I could tell you is Pulitzer proved they stole Georgia, and I guarantee you they stole every other state the exact same way. But worse than that, not only did he help steal the election, Raffensperger, it appears, I think, it's my opinion, but now he leaks a Trump phone call with him from Saturday night. Can you imagine the president calls you, you record it, and you put it out to the media? You're not allowed to do that with Wayne Root. You can't do that with an average person. How can you do that with the President of the United States? Isn't that a violation of national security? Of course it is. It's a violation of the Espionage Act. And Trump says he may prosecute him for that. We'll see. How are you going to do that when you're out of office in a couple weeks? You better be in office, my friend. Data scientists discover over 432,000. I don't know, you look at a number and read it wrong, except I'm exhausted at hour number three. Data scientists discover over 432,000 votes removed from President Trump in at least 15 counties in Pennsylvania. How do you certify this election? The theft is incredible. They were just removed. 432,000 votes were taken away from Trump in Pennsylvania, a state he lost by 80,000. And a printer in Michigan printed tens of thousands of excess Pennsylvania ballots, which were shipped to Bethpage, New York, Long Island, and fraudulently filled out before being delivered to Pennsylvania. How does anybody accept this, folks? How about a press conference over the weekend at the Arizona State Capitol in Phoenix? Citizen investigation uncovers thousands of illegal votes in Arizona. We, the People Citizens Alliance, exposed actual evidence of voter fraud in the state of Arizona, provided detailed instructions to join their mass recall effort against the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, who are willingly standing in the way of truth and transparency. Hundreds of Arizona volunteers have been on the ground knocking at doors, collecting declarations in a bipartisan march to find truth in Arizona. And the results of this investigation have all citizens of Arizona outraged, says Director of Citizen Investigation, Liz Harris. This is not a matter of family members sending in ballots. Some of these people still have the physical ballot on hand. How did these votes get counted? The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors have grossly failed to represent our rights through unconstitutional lockdown orders and mask mandates, but we stood by obediently and faithfully with the hope that they had our best interest. After more than 10 months of contradictions and forced herd behavior, it is apparent they do not have our best interest. These people all stole the election. Come on. Trump filed two lawsuits against his dirty Georgia Secretary of State, Raffensperger, for leaking confidential information in a leaked phone call. You know? Who else was on the call? Was Ruby Freeman on the call? President Trump said on the call, that's the woman who put together the whole fraud with the fake pipe bursting, and everybody had to go home in Atlanta. It's unbelievable. And Raffensperger's team leaked the call to the far-left Washington Post. It's amazing. Georgia Republican Chairman David Schaefer later announced President Trump and his team has filed two lawsuits against Secretary of State Raffensperger. You can't secretly record a confidential conversation with the President of the United States, a private conversation? And the Washington Post released something that heavily edited and omits the stipulation that all discussions were for the purpose of settling litigation and confidential under federal and state law. Do you understand how scared these people are? Why would he do that? He's going to go to jail. Why would you do that? Why would all these defense secretaries, Republican ones included, come out against Trump? And the average idiot, the average sheep moron, who's got their ass up their head, would go, oh, it must be because Trump's a bad guy. Really? You mean it's not because they're all scared that they all should go to prison? That all these ex-politicians and current politicians are criminals ripping us off and they all should go to jail? Run out of town on the third rail? I mean, it's unbelievable. In Seattle, there's a bill that could legalize crime for those in poverty or with behavioral issues. So there it is. You were raised poor, or you are poor. Any crime you commit's okay. You were black, it's okay. Steal as much as you want from that businessman over there running a small business. Walk out of the store with $1,000, $2,000. Who cares? You're a minority. You're poor. A New York assemblyman defends a bill permitting anybody who's sick, the government could just take you and bring you to an appropriate facility. You could be detained against your will if you're a suspected case of COVID or a carrier of contagious disease, and they're going to bring you to a detention center. Does that not remind you of the Japanese in World War II? Does that not remind you of the Jews in the Holocaust? How does any Jew vote Democrat? This is what Democrats want. Take away all your rights and send you to a detention center where they can brainwash you. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Yes, you hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allen Root Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal. But we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW.
Raw and unfiltered.
Does your...
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Yeah, so much. You know, again, it's not fraud. It's just misleading. I'm sure they're telling the truth. My producer, Andrew Paul, just literally texted me a photo from the news right now, Channel 3 News in Las Vegas. It's all about making you scared. And they have a picture of a hospital bed. Oh, my God, it's a hospital bed. And next to it, it says 89% of hospital beds occupied. Obviously, they mean in Las Vegas. 79% of ICU beds occupied. 607 patients in ICU. 354 COVID patients in ICU. So first of all, let's break this information down, so that you're not scared anymore. I've read so many great articles from great websites I trust, like Zero Hedge, instead of this garbage from the mainstream media. And they all say the same thing, that all the time, every time you ever look at America, ICUs are always 75 to 100% filled. They want it that way. They could have, a hospital could have like 100 beds in ICU, but they'd lose millions of dollars, probably millions a month. So instead of having hundreds of beds, they have like 12 beds because they want them to always be filled. If there are 12 people and you have 100 beds, you're not making any money. All those beds cost money. And to oversee them, you need too many personnel. So they make sure they hire very few personnel and have very few beds, and they can easily be expanded, doubled or tripled at a moment's notice in a crisis or emergency. So when they tell you that hospital beds are occupied in the ICU 79%. The claim from doctors who wrote these articles are that they're always 79% filled. And that anytime they want, they can add twice as much capacity and bring in extra doctors and extra nurses. So they're making you hysterical. It's probably 100% true. I don't doubt 79% of ICU beds are filled in Las Vegas. But it means nothing. It's the same as it was a year ago when there was no COVID. And then they say 89% of hospital beds occupied. Okay, what percentage of them is COVID? Then they put 607 patients in ICU, 354 are COVID. Well, you do the math. That's about half the people in the ICU aren't COVID, and half are COVID. And then what does that actual number mean? 354 COVID patients in ICU. It's a state of 3.2 million. So there's 354 in the ICU out of 3 million. Okay, what about it? At any one time, you don't think there's that many with cancer in Nevada? Are there that many with heart disease? Are there that many with diabetic problems, losing their leg to diabetes, and their feet, and their eyesight? How many car accidents, how many drug addicts are killed every day in Las Vegas due to drug addiction? How many suicides in Nevada? I mean, we already know, we've looked up the deaths for 2020 were exactly the same or under every year of the last 10 years. So if so many people have died of COVID, how is it possible that the total deaths in America are lower than they've been over the last 10 years or exactly in the same range as the last 10 years? How ridiculous this all is. Absolutely ridiculous. And by the way, the more important question is, out of 354 COVID patients in the ICU, we're ignoring the other 300 in the ICU who aren't COVID, how many diseases are they representing? Do we end society and lock us down for those diseases? But of the 354 COVID patients in ICU, how many are over the age of 70? How many are over the age of 80? How many over the age of 90? Is the biggest group over the age of 100? Do you stop society because 100-year-olds are dying? I don't want anyone to die. Don't misquote me. I don't want anyone to die. I'd like your 100-year-old grandpa and great-grandma to live. But I'm not going to stop going to work, nor should you, because there's a disease killing 100-year-olds in a wheelchair in a nursing home who are being fed by someone through a straw and who have diapers being changed. That's not a reason to end society. Those people have been in nursing homes since the beginning of time, and eventually every one of them goes. And I suggest we take good care of them and protect them as best as possible. But you don't need to stop their grandchildren from having a job. You don't need to make their grandchildren homeless. You don't need to close the business of their sons and daughters. There's just no way to pay for their grandkids to go to college. Putting stupid, misleading statistics like that on the screen. You should be ashamed of yourselves. Sponsor of this segment of the show, VRA, Vertical Research Advisory, my great buddy Kip. Remember those three letters, KIP for Kip, VRA for Vertical Research Advisory. Daily investment and economic newsletter. His VRA investing system, unlike anything you've ever seen. His top performing recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time. I followed him for almost 20 years. He is amazing, Kip Herridge. And for a limited time, Kip's offering his VRA membership free for 2 weeks. Join right now, free for 2 weeks. 2 week membership free at VRAinsider.com. VRAinsider.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
War now! USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
12 Republican senators are set to challenge the results of the Electoral College vote when Congress meets on Wednesday in a joint session to certify that vote count. The group led by Texas Senator Ted Cruz is demanding the creation of an emergency audit commission to take 10 days to look into allegations of widespread voter fraud in some states. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford is one of the senators who will object to the electoral vote. He tells Fox News that his efforts are about answering questions surrounding the election, not overthrowing its results.
We're trying to say, hey, there are still lots of questions from millions of people out there, and we think those questions need to be answered. So we're asking for a pause, give it 10 days, pull a commission together quickly, like what was done in 1877 when there were three states challenged then, pull this 15-member commission together, give them 10 days to be able to pull the results back, then give it back to the state.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas,
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Wayne Allen Root, we are taking calls. We are taking calls. Prime Minister Boris Johnson opposes a new national lockdown in England. These people are crazy. They don't have your interests in mind. They're going to destroy us all. And you have to, at some point, you have to decide what's it worth. Is every life valuable? Yes. Is every life precious? Yes. But you really have to figure out what is each life worth. Because last I checked, I want the speed limit to be raised, not lowered. I can't drive 65. In the left lane on Vegas highways, everyone's doing 85 to 95. I'm always doing 80 plus. Always. Every car in the lane's doing the same thing as me. So isn't it ridiculous to have a 65 mile an hour speed limit when everybody's disobeying it? You're destroying people's faith in the law. You're making everyone into a lawbreaker. So there are many liberals who think the speed limit should be lowered. It should be 55. Why not make it 5? Instead of 40,000 people a year dying in car accidents, it would go down to 0. If you all drove 5 miles an hour, you could eliminate car deaths, car accident deaths on highways. There'd be no more death in this country, but nobody would get anywhere. Life wouldn't be worth living. If I had to drive my car at 5 miles an hour, or 10, let's be more realistic, 10, 15, not worth living. As it is now, I go 85 in the speed limit, 65, as does every car in the entire left lane. As does almost every car on the whole road. Everyone's doing 70. So how could you lower it to 15? So are all those people bad people? Because it must mean they want 40,000 people a year to die in car accidents. It really must mean that, right? According to liberals. It's the same analogy. It's a perfect analogy for COVID. I don't want anyone to die in a car accident or of COVID. But life wouldn't be worth living if you lowered the speed limit so no one died in a car accident. We'd all die of boredom. We'd die of bankruptcy. You'd never get any goods to market. You'd never get to work because you'd be too busy driving 5 miles an hour to get your kid to a soccer game or to school, and by the time you got to work, the day'd be over. There'd be no quality of life, but you'd be alive. So it's the same thing with COVID. You know what? If you locked everyone in their house, you could get COVID down to 0, could you? Except everyone would be bankrupt and lose their homes. I'd rather take a chance at dying than lose my home and lose my business and fire my employees who rely on me. Are you kidding me? But you know what the irony is? You wouldn't even cut COVID to 0. You might, maybe there'd be 10% less deaths. Maybe there'd be 10% more. Most of the studies I've seen prove that lockdowns do the opposite. More people die locked down in the states that lock down than the states that aren't locked down. Look at the tweets I put out the other night. Last night, I put out a bunch of tweets that were such common sense. My buddies live in California, and they're all locked down, and nobody's got business, and everyone's going broke, and everyone's scared, and no one knows what to do, and COVID is through the roof. They've got the same statistics in California on the screen as I just read you in Nevada. Oh, the hospitals are filled. The ICUs are filled. We're all going to die. The cemeteries are filled. They're bringing in refrigerated trucks. We're all dead. But they've been locked down for months. And in Florida, I call my friends there. I have two friends that own restaurants in Florida. And they're like, wow, the rest of the country's a bunch of idiots. We're all out. I don't know a single person with a mask on. I went to a New Year's party, 150 people, not one mask. My restaurant is filled to capacity. Every restaurant I've got is booming. I'm making more money than I ever made in my life, Wayne. Thank God for our Governor DeSantis. We're wide open and things are great. So, if everyone is in, and by the way, I said, do you know anyone who's got COVID? No. Do you know anyone who's died from COVID? No. Do you know anyone who's ever died from COVID? No. Do you know anyone in the hospital with COVID? No. So your restaurants are open and they're booming. Yes. You're making record revenue. Yes. Business is great. Yes. Nobody's died. No. Has a single employee come up with COVID? No. So does COVID know the difference between Florida and California? Is COVID like, I like the Sunshine State. I'm going to leave those people alone. Is that COVID? Has COVID got that accent? Hey, COVID has an accent. I'm going to leave those people alone. Those are my people, man. I'm going to go to California and kill those people. They're dead. Is that what COVID sounds like? Does COVID pick California and leave Florida alone? Because everyone's doing great in Florida. Now, do I not assume that the ICUs are 79% filled in Florida, too? I'm sure they are. They're filled with very old, decrepit people who are getting COVID. Nobody wants them to die. Let me say it. How many times can I say it? How many ways can I say it? I don't want anyone to die. I want to protect all the older people. I want to protect the seniors. I want to protect the vulnerable. But you can't protect them by closing everyone's business. In Florida, they're not even wearing masks. It's optional, so no one wears them. He was at a party on New Year's Eve with 150 people. That one person was wearing a mask. And they're all healthy. Everything's fine. There's not this gigantic, terrible thing going on. People are getting the flu. Boris Johnson is a piece of garbage. He's like Mike Pence. They all act like they're good. When Mike Pence was on the show, he sounded wonderful. I praised him. He praised me. I thought he was great. Second time I've interviewed Mike Pence. But now he's gonna stab Trump in the back? Your career's over, buddy. Good luck. Go back to Indiana. Your career is over. You're finished. But you know what they all know? First of all, they're delusional. They don't know their career is over. They don't know that every Republican loves Trump. And they want all the newest, the latest Rasmussen poll shows every Republican wants all the Republican candidates to be like Trump. So you got no chance if you stab Trump in the back. But second of all, while they're delusional, they do know in the back of their mind that if you support a Trump, there's no jobs waiting for you when you get out of politics. There's no law firm that wants you. There's no government contract company that wants you. There's no rich company that wants you. There's no consultants. McKinsey doesn't want you. But if you're a Democrat and you stab Trump in the back, or you're a Republican rhino and you stab Trump in the back, oh my God, all the law firms want you, or you'll get a job at the university for $500,000 a year for teaching two courses. This is about bribery. If you hate Trump and stab him in the back, there are a myriad of job opportunities and careers waiting for you, all of which pay lots of money because it's government money. But if you are on Trump's side, there are no jobs when you're done with the Trump administration. So they're all acting out of their own selfish self-interest for themselves and their kids. All right, let's go to Dave in Pennsylvania on line one. Dave, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you, man?
Hi, Wayne. How are you? You're the greatest.
Are you the same Dave that sent me the note that I read on the air?
I am.
Yes, I just read your note a little while ago, and I agree with you. I think Pence just ruined his career, just killed his career.
He ruined his career. Pat Toomey here in Pennsylvania did the same thing.
But they don't care because they got a big fat job, like, a big fat check waiting. Get that?
Yes, they do. Now, I got it. But anyway, I want to talk about masks. Now, for the record, I am not an expert, but I did 30 years in the fire department and retired, and I was on the SCOT team, and that's all we did. We did masks. We tested masks, all kinds of masks. And these masks that we are wearing for COVID is just laughable.
Right.
It's like equivalent to like a cop being a cop ready to go into a gun battle, and he's told to wear a kitchen apron. That's how laughable
yeah.
it is.
Right. Instead of
it isn't going to work.
Right. I agree. It's a joke.
It's not going to work.
Listen, hey, Dave.
It's a joke.
They use them. Everyone in California's masked. Everyone in New York's masked. I'm sure in Pennsylvania, in Philly, everybody's masked. And yet they have record COVID numbers. So masks don't work.
They don't work. And I think that the upper echelon, and we know they don't wear them. We've seen them in restaurants. We've seen them in baseball games. They're not wearing masks. Honestly, I think they just want us to cover our damn faces.
I agree.
That's all I think it's about.
I agree.
Yeah.
And by the way, you're not telling us why they want us to cover our faces. I know why. I know why. Because when you look at the typical Democrat, they don't sell for a living. They're government employees. They're on welfare. They're illegal aliens. They're felons. What does it have to do with selling? Nothing. I'm a salesman. I've been in sales my whole life. Or, most Republicans, salespeople, owning your own business is always sales. Being a professional is always sales. That's your typical Republican. We're all the taxpayers in America. And when you're a taxpayer, everything's about sales. You got to sell yourself, sell your product, sell your company. Well, to do that, you have to smile. And your eyes have to sparkle, and people have to see the life in you. And when you wear a mask, you can't sell. So Democrats are strangling the life out of all the Republicans who sell for a living and own their own business for a living, trying to make sure that we all lose all our money, so there's no donations to Republican candidates, and they get all the money from the unions, because they don't need to wear masks in the unions. They don't care. So they have tons of money still. The government employee union has tons of money, and the law firms have tons of money, and all the people that are pro-big government and get government contracts up tons of money. So the Democrats still get all their donations, but the Republicans get it from small business. And if you wear a mask, your business is going to go under because you can't talk to customers and your personality doesn't shine through. And that's why they're making us wear masks.
I agree. Yeah,
there
said it is. It perfectly.
There it is. All right, Dave, I got to run. I appreciate all the letters. I read your letter on the air because I thought it had such common sense. Thank you. Let's grab... All right, we got a minute, so we'll grab George in Vegas. When we get back, we'll take more calls as well. 833-927-8255. I never even mentioned the phone number, and you guys are calling. 833-927-8255. My bad. 833-WAR-TALK. I wish I had mentioned it. 833-WAR-TALK. I want to hear from you. What do you think of this mess? What do you think Trump should do on Wednesday? What do you think about the fact that all these people are headed to Washington, and yet they're shutting down all indoor dining in Washington for the 3 days that we're all there? And they're shutting down basically hotels, entire hotels. And they're putting up roadblocks. And they don't want people to come to Washington. And there's no porta potties. There's going to be a million people in the streets. There's nowhere to go to the bathroom and nowhere to eat. They're bringing in the National Guard. Your life's going to be made so unpleasant in Washington. Meanwhile, I've got my Trump rally right here in Las Vegas. I'll tell you about it when we get back. Wayne Alaroot, the warrior. We're going to knock the Vegas Strip down, baby. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election. All of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products, but before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. Recently, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health were guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm about a third of the way through my 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, for the first time ever, Energized Health is offering a buy one, get one free special. Take advantage of this life-changing opportunity for you and someone you love. Buy one, get one free. Call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Or go to EnergizedHealth.com. Two for one. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Show Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values, and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930. And use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. And get your first year on me.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots, otherwise known as the Warrior, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Remember my event Wednesday. Make sure we just light up Las Vegas. Just light it up. Light it up. Unlike the liberals who want to burn it down, I want to light it up. So let's just ride up and down the Vegas Strip on Wednesday morning. Meeting somewhere between 7 and 7.30. I recommend you get there. I hate to say it that early. I don't like getting up that early either. And doing something major at that time in the morning. I'm always up that early, actually. I'm up at 6 every morning. But I don't necessarily get up, get dressed, and go out and do anything. I'm home, and I'm answering emails, and I'm putting up social media, and I'm writing columns, et cetera, and preparing for the day on radio and TV. But I'm not out and about ever at 7, 7.30 in the morning. I'll be doing it on Wednesday morning because our nation needs it. I know most of you could not get to Washington. I decided to stay here with you. Because if I went to Washington, you'd be without me for 3 or 4 days. And what do I accomplish being part of a giant crowd in Washington that has barricades up and no porta potties, nowhere to go to the bathroom, no indoor dining, and the hotels are closed? What would I accomplish there? Well, you don't have me on the radio telling you what's happening. I'm telling you, it's going to be a big day on Wednesday. And my Trump people, insiders, tell me massive, massive news will come out. And so I'm going to keep you entertained and educated and empowered during the days right after be away, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I'd miss 3 days of the show. And maybe I'd wind up arrested on that street. Maybe a lot of people are going to be arrested and be stuck in a Washington jail for a few days. I'm going to be here, and I'm going to be leading our rally up and down the Vegas Strip. Let's light it up on Wednesday morning, Ahern Hotel, 300 West Sahara Avenue. We've got their beautiful bathrooms. We've got their beautiful facility, their beautiful lobby, their beautiful restaurant. We've got their beautiful security force in force at watching over us. And we leave from there, go up and down the Vegas Strip. We'll go south all the way past Mandalay Bay to Sunset, make a U, come all the way back. Our plan was and still is to join the giant rally downtown, riding like a cavalry, and join it. But we may not be able to do that now because I just heard that Las Vegas Boulevard will be closed as you get near the Vegas downtown area. So there may be nowhere to park and nowhere to get to that event. I don't know. Or maybe there'll be thousands and thousands of people, and we'll be joining them with thousands of our own, and we'll just make it four times bigger. We'll park 8 blocks away and walk. I don't know. We'll see. But if you need more information, it's at my website. It's at my Twitter, at Real Wayne Root. It's at my Parler, at Real Wayne Root. It's at my Facebook. Go to RootForAmerica.com, or you can email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Trump Car Parade and Stop the Election Steal event down the Vegas Strip. We'll take calls, 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. Let's take George on line two. George, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, fine, Alan. Good to talk to you. Well, you know, something that's bothered me for a long time, actually from the beginning, around April, since no one ever really questioned the experts on the numbers they were providing for COVID, and those numbers just never added up.
Well, I did. So I did. George, you listen to my show. I did day and night. From day one. And by the way, that's one of the main reasons the RJ claims they let me go as their most successful columnist, as the guy every person in the entire town read my column. They claimed I took COVID too lightly. I didn't take it seriously enough because I kept writing the deaths that they're predicting are bullspit. They're total garbage. It's never going to happen. There aren't going to be 3 million dead Americans. It's a lie. It's bad statistics. It's terrible people. Exaggerate everything.
What they've done and what they did from the beginning, first of all, the experts came out and said there's going to be 2 million deaths, or there could be 2 million deaths.
Ridiculous.
They've underreported the number of cases and overreported the number of deaths. And I went through the CDC reports to get the information as to how the CDC handles this and how they've handled every other pandemic. Now, if you go back to Obama and H1N1, okay, they tracked the H1N1 virus from April 17th through July 24th. That was their entire tracking. Everything else that came after that was an estimate. They have tracked COVID from January 21st until today. They do it every day. They report the numbers. Okay, and they report the numbers. They're up on the COVID data tracker. The CDC has never done that with any pandemic, ever. And when they say that this is as bad or it's worse than the 1918 pandemic, no one's ever looked. Let me tell you something. The 1918 pandemic killed 500 million people worldwide. I'm sorry, 50 million people worldwide and infected 500 million people. That was about 30% globally, of the population globally. All right.
Hey, George, I'm sorry, but the music's on. We got to run. Limitations of radio. We run out of time. We run out of real estate. George, thank you. Just call back tomorrow. You can finish your story tomorrow. Call in tomorrow, okay? 833-WAR-TALK. Love to hear from you. In the meantime, as we go, I want to mention Energized Health, sponsor of the show. Remember, New Year's is about New Year's resolutions, and I've been with these guys for about 2 months now. Halfway through my program, I've lost 25 pounds of fat, gained 10 pounds of muscle, massive increase in hydration. All the numbers are amazing. Everywhere I went for New Year's, everyone said, Wayne, you look the best I've ever seen you. Oh, my gosh. What are you doing? Well, what I'm doing is Energized Health. The website is energizedhealth.com. They've got hundreds of amazing testimonials. And for the first time ever, they're offering a buy one, get one free special. Call 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. Energizedhealth.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.